God's help, I would like to read and meditate from Matthew chapter 18, first seven verses, and then we'll skip to 15th and all the way to the end. First seven verses of Matthew chapter 18, and then from 15 and all the way to the end. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become a little children, as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drawn into the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Verse 15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen and publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. For where two or more are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I sin not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down, and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And this fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then this Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I have pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. May the Lord bless these few verses upon our hearts. Let us all bow before him, the Lord, in prayer. Offenses and forgiveness. Two huge things that, two of the most important things that we deal with here on earth. Forgiveness is something that a Christian, someone who claims to be a child of God, someone who tries to live according to God's holy will, has to be a big part of each and every one of our lives. We read that in verse 7 says that woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs to be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. So living life on this earth, living, fighting with the flesh, with the desires of flesh, working against the spirit, there are times that we face a lot of hardships. Sometimes it's caused by others, sometimes it's caused by our own mistakes or weaknesses or sins. But the things that it's something that we have to deal with almost on a daily basis, if not every day. Something that we get ourselves into, something that we might do it intentionally or unintentionally. Sometimes we don't even know we've done something and we offended our brother or our sister. And this is why Matthew 18 verses 15 through 21 are giving us a path, what we need to do. And we each of us testified who went through the baptism, through the testimony night, we all testified that we understand. If someone offends us in any way, someone does some trespass against us, that there is a path that we need to follow. And this path might look like we might be thinking if someone offended me or something, if we might be thinking, how is he gonna receive it? How is it gonna work? Are they gonna get defensive and so forth? But if we come with the right attitude, if we come with a goal to gain our brother, if we have that love that we ought to have for each one, for each other, that we cannot let someone stay in the sin, even though it was maybe not something huge. But if you leave it lingering, it's going to grow, and it's going to be harder and harder every time. Our duty, dear ones, it was a commandment of Jesus Christ that we ought to owe nothing to each other but to love each other. And this is how we take care of each other. Because if I don't have that love for my brother or my sister, I might just let it slide, not to raise any waves, not to risk maybe getting mocked or ridiculed. Jesus Christ gave us the path how we should deal with offenses. Best case scenario, we just go to our brother or our sister that we feel offended us or did something against us. We show them what's being done, and they correct it. They ask for forgiveness. We forgive them. That's best case scenario, that it would stay between the two. I believe that's God's desire for each and every one of us. If you run into any issues with anyone, sometimes we take easier way, which is wrong way. Sometimes we like to share, maybe with our close ones or those who are willing to listen to us, what's being done against me. This is what Satan wants us to go about. Easy way. To tell someone, to make them look bad. With that, we think we elevate ourselves as a better or greater. We see the human nature in these first few verses that where disciples were asking who's going to be greatest. That was important to them. Who was going to be greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus is telling us that we need to be smallest on this earth. Smallest amongst believers if you want to be greater in the heaven. It is against common sense. It is against human nature. We all want to either look or be of some significance in society. We always work or strive or try to do good things so people see us, so they have higher opinion about us and so forth. Jesus Christ is not teaching us that way. Jesus Christ is teaching us to be as little kids, little children, who parents and disciples at that time were looking through human eyes. They saw them as destruction. They saw them as someone who's going to create commotion, who's going to prevent from someone who wants to listen to Jesus that they can't listen and so forth. But Jesus told them. And he's telling us, if you are not as little children, he says, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into kingdom of heaven. Ye shall not enter into kingdom of heaven. Of course, it doesn't mean that we need to be childish. But children, the trust they have in their parents, trust they have into their guardian or the ones who are taking care of them, the desire they have to make them happy, dependence they have on them. Children love because they are loved. Isn't this what Jesus is asking from us to do? That we would actually love. Not because we have to, not because we are commanded to, but because we have received great amount of love in our lives, great amount of forgiveness. Forgiveness. Something that we need to remind ourselves on a daily basis. We have a good picture of two people. One was owing his lord 10,000 talents, which is, if I understand it right, I got a couple different numbers, but it's a massive amount of money that is even hard to imagine someone would be able to get into debt like that. At some point I was reading if the talent was a weight measure of how much a adult person can carry, about 75 pounds of silver would be close to $150 million. If we translate in today's value, which is really impossible even to imagine someone would get themselves into such a debt. And as he couldn't pay, it was ordered that he would be sold. His wife, his family, everything that would be sold, and that debt would somewhat be repaid. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. He was just asking for a little bit more time, for mercy that he would give him, so he has a chance to pay him. The Lord, this man who was owed all this amount of money, he had compassion on him, and he forgave him all. Do we have a hard time, dear ones, knowing and realizing, hopefully we all realize what are we forgiven and how much debt did Jesus Christ forgive us? Peter was asking, how many times should I forgive? He was asking for a number. He was asking for some amount of times where he has to forgive, and then after that he's not obligated to forgive anymore. And I believe, like we heard many times, that Peter actually thought that was a good number, 7. Should we forgive 7 times to my brother if he trespasses against me? I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. And this doesn't mean only 490 times and this is it. I believe that it means to us that we should have no limits. There is no limit how much we should forgive our brother if he comes and asks for forgiveness. Because he forgave us. He forgave us much more. Than what anyone can trespass against us. Servant was forgiven 10,000 talents. Huge amount of money. And I know the numbers might be round, and I don't think the numbers are important. I think it's important to understand the point that there is no amount of debt or any amount of trespass towards us anyone can do that to compare to what we were forgiven by Jesus Christ. He gave his life for us, and we need to understand that. But sometimes we do forget, don't we? Sometimes we think in our hearts that, yeah, I was forgiven 10,000 talents, but then I run into my fellow servant who should be on the same level as I am, and he happens to owe me 100 pence, which I understand is 100 days worth of labor, something that is definitely payable, something that, but he did feel He did feel, he happened to have a feeling that he has some right to actually ask this fellow servant to pay his debt that he owed him. And even though, verse 29 says, and his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Exact same words that he was telling, asking his master to give him more patience. He felt, did the servant appreciate that he was forgiven 10,000 talents? I believe he did. But he forgot. He forgot that that mercy he was shown, that he needs to be showing to those around him as well. And no, he didn't accept it. He didn't accept the ask to give him a little bit more time. Do we, dear ones, forget how much we were forgiven? Do we dare to try to be greater than my brother who owes me maybe something, or who trespassed against me, or who sinned against me in any way, and he's asking for forgiveness? Do we think that with not forgiving each other, we have some power over them, or why can't we forgive? Why do we not want to forgive? We can't forgive. We just don't want to. We feel like you owe me something. You need to pay. Or if I come to the point where I forgive, how many times did we hear, "I will forgive you, but I will never forget what you've done to me"? In the Lord's Prayer, we were all taught to pray as little children. I believe each and every one of us said it. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our trespasses against thee. Do we realize when we pray that prayer that we're asking Lord actually to not forgive us if you don't forgive? Forgive us our trespasses as we trespass against those who trespass against us. How would we feel Jesus Christ telling us, "I forgive you, my child, but I will never forget the things you've done"? Would we like to be forgiven like that? I don't think so. He was ready to forgive. And dear friends and everyone who didn't experience that forgiveness, that complete forgiveness from Jesus Christ, he is ready to forgive. He wants you to come. He wants us all to come and ask for forgiveness daily. And he wants to forgive us, and he will forgive us. And he will forget too, as long as we don't go back into our sin again. The importance, dear ones, of forgiving someone. We need to understand that forgiving someone benefits ourselves, not someone else. It does benefit the other side as well. The other side is benefited by the fact that they came for forgiveness. They came to ask for forgiveness. But if we do not forgive, if we won't forgive, we're doing disservice to ourselves. Because word will come around, just as it did with these fellow servants. Others saw what happened. They came, they went to the Lord, and they told him exactly what happened. And he was called back. He was already forgiven, but the Lord had power. The Lord had authority to because what he's done with his fellow servant, with his friend, that he would require all that debt to be paid. And now, let us be quick to forgive each other for our sake. Not for someone else's, not to feel greater than my brother or my sister, but because we understand what kind of debt we have been forgiven. Because it's simple as that. If you cannot forgive, we will not be forgiven. It doesn't get much clearer than that. Therefore, dear ones, daily, every time we feel my brother trespassed against me, and it's not easy to forgive, maybe we don't see like he deserves, that we just let it go so easily, let us remember these few verses that we read today. Let us be mindful that Jesus Christ was the one who told us. He was the one who gave us example how we need to forgive each other. Not seven times, but as many times as needed. May the Lord give us a heart that we would have that love for each other. That would be nothing easier than to forgive my brother or my sister who is coming in humbleness to ask for forgiveness. If you love, it should not be hard, should it? If you have a problem forgiving, that means we don't love enough. And that's not their problem, it's our problem again. May the Lord give us that grace that we would understand the power of forgiveness, and how important is it in each and every one of our lives. May the Lord bless his words upon our hearts. Amen.
The Lord Jesus taught on the Sermon on the Mount that if we forgive men their trespasses, we will also be forgiven by our Heavenly Father. But if we forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. That is a teaching of Jesus Christ, and he taught forth that teaching. Then here, in the reading that we had this afternoon, Jesus expands on that a little further, and he teaches this principle, this truth of forgiving and being forgiven by the Father by this parable. And speaking of this truth of forgiveness. So the parable ends by saying, "And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him." That's how it ended. And then Jesus says this truth here. "So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." This is the truth, this is the principle, and it was taught through this parable. We became drawn to the Lord because of his great love for us. We felt the indebtedness to the Lord because of how much he has forgiven us. We can hardly imagine, why would such a powerful, loving God forgive me of all my ugly sin that I owned? It belonged to me. And we were drawn to the Lord because of that, because of his forgiveness to us. It was a powerful witness to us. And we can be a powerful witness unto others when we likewise, from our hearts, forgive someone, whether they be a brother or sister in the faith or not, of an offense that they imparted to us. What a powerful witness that is when we simply forgive them, when we don't seek vengeance, when we don't speak evil of them. We simply forgive them. It's a powerful witness. It's a powerful witness. And if the Lord loves us enough to forgive us of our sins, he also loves the next person to forgive them of their sin. And if we don't forgive our brother their trespasses, well, the Lord doesn't look too favorably upon that. And so the Apostle Paul says, "Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God through Christ's sake hath forgiven you." It is impossible that we could forgive too much. It's impossible. We cannot possibly forgive too much. The Lord will not judge us by saying, "You forgave too much. You shouldn't have forgave that much." We are called to forgive. We are called to forgive. And we can do that because we have become converted and become as little children, having tender hearts, easily forgiving, easily forgetting, glorifying the Lord thereby, and drawing others unto his kingdom because of the forgiveness that we have shown. May he bless his word upon our hearts. Amen.